Many thanks, Alex, and also thankful to Professor Alexander Dugan. That's a wonderful, wonderful speech, wonderful lecture. Thank you so much, Professor Dugan. If you go back to Africa, way back before colonial came to Africa, Africa was a prosperous nation at any level. But unfortunately, this Africa problem started the scramble for Africa of 1884, when the colonial powers colonized African societies and divided into four: Lusophone, Francophone, Anglo-Saxon, Lusophone, and also Francophone states of Africa. Early 1960s, when Africa gained independence, most of the African states got independent in the early 1960s. The idea or political theory normally just that's feasible in Africa, the whole Africa was, capitalism or liberalism, whatever you call it, communism, to some extent, some place fascism. But what I have seen, I have gone through the fourth political theory of Professor Alexander Dugan, when I realized that if we add fourth political theory with African perspective, that means, the last theory of liberalism or liberal theory, it's becoming against humanity as we speak right now. In fact, liberalism is a dying horse. It's a dying horse. It's almost a dying because it's becoming against humanity. If you look at what you call LGBT or lesbianism and gayism and all those things, not part of African culture. That's why it became against, they're destroying the nations, they're destroying the family institutions, they're destroying everything. So we are going to think out of the box, outside the box. What political theory Africa needs today? How can we liberate ourselves from the colonialism? We are mentally colonized, as he put it, Professor Dugan himself. Are we free? Honestly, are we free? That's one of the questions, in fact, we are going to ask ourselves. 60 years down the line, when Africa got independent from colonial power, is still Africa, they are not free. That's why, in fact, we are willing to have our own political theory. They cannot dictate us from the neo-colonial, there's also a new scramble for Africa as we speak right now. Because if you look at now today, most of African states, most of African leaders, they are not free. Honestly speaking, they are not free. It's been controlled by the West. How to live, they are dictating it. How we are going to, handle the issue of the domestic issues, political issues. You cannot even approach or you cannot even think out of the box. For instance, the trade between European Union today is almost more than 60%. The trade among the Asian society is almost about 50%. The trade among the West, Latin America is almost 48%. The trade among African society is less than 15%, which means we cannot even, invite our fellow brothers, our fellow Africans to do the business because of the colonial issues, because of the, colonial masters. They are the one who dictate the kind of the countries we are dealing with. The one who dictate, our foreign policy. They infiltrate our institutions. They infiltrate our every sector of our life. So then we have to think, what can we do right now? How can we just become an independent state? How can we just address our society? That kind of things, in fact, we are going to think. I was just going through a fourth political theory of Professor Alexander Dugan. I have gone through, in fact, one paragraph by paragraph. It's like a concept that came at the right time where African society have to think. So we don't have our philosophers. We have to create our own philosophy. We have to create our own ideology. We have to create our own, thinking, so that at least we can liberate ourselves. Imperialism. Those guys was going to recolonize Africa again. All in all, what basically I'm saying is, unless we think, unless we come together, unless we have as African society, unless we think as an African, unless I just, decide what to do for myself and my people. I don't think South Africa is far from free up to 6 days down the line. Africa got independent, most of them early 1960s. Still, we cannot trade together. Still, we know we have a boundaries, shackles of boundaries. How can we tend our service? How can we do our own business? Africa, how can we have a one voice in Africa? How can we all those issues we have to think. All in all, I really appreciate and thank you to Professor Alexander Dugan. In fact, what he provoked our thoughts. How can we think? How can we view the world? How can we have our own political theory? How can we come together? How can we organize ourselves? How can we? What kind of business we are going to do? Which country are we going to deal with? And so on and so forth. That itself is a significant step forward for African society. I think I don't want to have a lot of time because the time is so limited, almost 5 minutes. Let me also give the thought of other experts and other participants what they're going to add. But basically what I'm saying is, what I'm going to conclude is, we need right now a fourth political theory in addition to our own context, our own cultures, norms, and values, as well as that's exactly what kind of thinking now I have in mind. At least if Africa today, became independent, both mentally, socially, politically, economically, that's exactly what Africa needs to be. And that's what we're going to do in future. So let me give a chance for other participants. Then I have a couple of questions I'm going to ask Professor Alexander Dugan.